Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India's IPO market has been on a remarkable journey, with the last 5 years witnessing an extraordinary expansion, and this has led to a significant regulatory response from the Securities and Exchange Board of India, or SEBI, as it is commonly known. First, let's understand what merchant bankers are. Merchant bankers, also called investment banks in international terminology, are SEBI-registered financial intermediaries that provide a range of financial advisory and transaction services to companies accessing capital markets. Their core function in India is to manage initial public offerings, or IPOs, and other securities issuances. What makes this significant is that merchant bankers play a crucial role in managing IPOs, including structuring the offer, drafting the draft red herring prospectus, or DRHP, coordinating with SEBI for approvals, and managing roadshows with institutional investors. They are also involved in book building, which is the process of running the IPO price discovery, maintaining the order book, and coordinating with exchanges and registrars. Furthermore, they provide underwriting services, guaranteeing a minimum subscription level, which means they agree to buy unsold shares if the IPO is undersubscribed. Building on this, merchant bankers also offer M&A advisory services, structuring mergers, acquisitions, and corporate restructuring, as well as managing rights issues and qualified institutional placements, or QIPs. They handle private placements and foreign currency convertible bonds, or FCCBs, managing issuances to select investors or foreign convertible bond holders. Crucially, SEBI has categorized merchant bankers, and these categories are important for understanding the regulatory framework. Category I merchant bankers, for instance, must have a significant net worth, which is being increased in a phased manner. By January 2027, they must have a net worth of 25 crore rupees, and by January 2028, this requirement will increase to 50 crore rupees, up from the current 10 crore rupees. It is worth pausing here to note that this increase in net worth requirements is a response to the significant growth in India's IPO market. In the financial year 2022, there were 53 mainboard IPOs, which raised a total of 111,547 crore rupees, making it the largest IPO fundraising year at that point. In the financial year 2024, there were 75 mainboard IPOs, which raised 67,995 crore rupees. Although the total value was lower, the number of deals was higher. And in the first 9 months of the financial year 2025, there were already over 70 mainboard IPOs, which raised over 1 lakh crore rupees. And here is something that surprises many students: the retail participation in the IPO market has surged, with Demat accounts in India growing from around 40 million in 2020 to over 160 million in 2025. IPO retail applications are often oversubscribed, sometimes by as much as 5 to 50 times. But why does this matter? The reason is that when thousands of crores are raised through an IPO, the merchant banker, as the lead manager, bears enormous responsibility for the accuracy of the DRHP, for managing the book building fairly, and for underwriting obligations. If a merchant banker is financially weak, it cannot credibly underwrite large IPOs and may face financial distress if market conditions turn adverse. Now, let us turn to the regulatory concerns surrounding IPO quality. SEBI's merchant banker reforms also come in the context of concerns about IPO quality, particularly with regards to the grey market premium speculation. Many IPOs, especially SME IPOs, have seen extreme listing day surges followed by crashes, suggesting speculative pricing disconnected from fundamentals, often involving inadequate due diligence by merchant bankers. What does this mean for India's regulatory framework? SEBI has issued multiple warning letters to merchant bankers for inadequate disclosure in DRHP filings, including materially incomplete risk disclosures, inflated financial projections, or failure to disclose related party transactions. Moving on to what this means for the wider architecture of capital market intermediaries, merchant bankers are just one of several regulated intermediaries in India's capital market. The SEBI Act of 1992 empowers SEBI to register and regulate all intermediaries, including stock brokers and sub-brokers, depositories like NSDL and CDSL, registrar and transfer agents, or RTAs, custodians, rating agencies, and portfolio managers. SEBI has significant enforcement powers, including the ability to impose fines, suspend or cancel licenses, debar persons from the market, issue cease and desist orders, and refer criminal matters to the Serious Fraud Investigation Office, or SFIO. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The SEBI Merchant Banker Amendment Regulations require Category I merchant bankers to have a net worth of 25 crore rupees by January 2027 and 50 crore rupees by January 2028. The liquid net worth requirements are also being increased to 6.25 crore rupees in 2027 and 12.5 crore rupees in 2028. Category 2 merchant bankers will have to meet a net worth requirement of 10 crore rupees. The underwriting obligation cap is set at 20 times the liquid net worth. The minimum revenue requirements for merchant bankers are 25 crore rupees for Category I and 5 crore rupees for Category 2 over a 3-year period. India's IPO market has seen significant growth, with 53 mainboard IPOs in the financial year 2022, raising 1,11,547 crore rupees, and 75 mainboard IPOs in the financial year 2024, raising 67,995 crore rupees. The largest ever IPO in India was the Hyundai India IPO in October 2024, which raised 27,870 crore rupees. The number of Demat accounts in India has grown from around 40 million in 2020 to over 160 million in 2025. There were over 200 SME IPOs in the financial year 2025 on the BSE SME and NSE Emerge platforms. SEBI, or the Securities and Exchange Board of India, was established in 1988 as a non-statutory body and was given statutory status under the SEBI Act of 1992. Its headquarters are in Mumbai, and it has jurisdiction over all securities markets in India, including equities, bonds, derivatives, mutual funds, and portfolio management services. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, you should remember the SEBI Merchant Banker Amendment Regulations, the net worth requirements for Category I and Category 2 merchant bankers, and the underwriting cap. You should also note the key terms related to the IPO process, including DRHP, book building, and anchor investors. For mains, you can expect questions on SEBI's role in developing India's capital markets, balancing innovation with investor protection, and the strengths and gaps in India's investment banking ecosystem. In conclusion, India's IPO boom has led to a significant regulatory response from SEBI, with reforms aimed at strengthening the merchant banking sector and improving IPO quality. This has important implications for India's capital markets and its overall economic development.